There are more things in heaven and earth, and a few places besides. Hiding in the shadows of our everyday world is a multitude of unexplained phenomena. My name is Angie Dupree, and I've made it my life's work to uncover the truth behind the mysteries this world has to offer. From cryptids and UFOs to poltergeists and goblins, I've put together the perfect team to get to the bottom of it all. First, there's my husband Bob, an expert researcher and historian, and, like me, a lover of all things spooktacular.
Babe, did you see this?
Then there's Missy Bedford, outdoor survival expert and tracker.
You can see where something came through here. Whatever it was big.
We've also got Sherry Damascus, one of the world's most talented mediums, who might be just a little too good at her job.
Send us a sign if you can hear us.
Ah! And the newest member of our team, Sly Whitaker. He's the skeptic here to make sure we keep our feet firmly on the ground.
You know that's not how evidence works, right? You haven't proven anything.
Together, we're here to make mysteries into minced meat. We are the Para-Abnormals.
You guys are based in Washington, and you seriously haven't done a Bigfoot episode yet?
Sure we did.
No, that was a skunk ape. They're different.
Are they?
Skunk apes are in Florida, and they're usually smaller.
And stinkier.
Though, to be fair, Sasquatch is supposed to be pretty pungent. At least that's what the people who've seen them say.
Allegedly saw them.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know you were still here.
Where would I have gone?
I don't know. I thought you went in the back to take a nap.
Sherry's taking a nap, and Angie would be if she weren't arguing with the network.
What makes you think she's arguing with the network?
Do you remember the psychic in Portland who said she'd awaken my third eye?
Yeah.
Well, she mentioned that your wife is almost always on the phone arguing with the network. So, I'm going with the odds.
We're eating freeze-dried ramen and saltine crackers, George. I can't cut the per diem anymore. And who do you suggest I remove from the team? Connor's acting as our driver and our cameraman. I can't let Sherry go because she's the only one who knows how to fix the stupid night vision camera, which I've asked to be replaced 6 or 7 dozen times. Missy hauls half our equipment, which she can report to the union if you really want to start complaining to me about being cash-strapped. And Sly joined us less than a year ago and brought our ratings up by 12%, so I don't think releasing him is an option. Yes. Well, Bob is off the table for me to fire because he is my husband. George, listen to me. We are contracted for 6 more episodes this season, and despite the price of gas, this miserable excuse for a tour bus is still managing to get us where we need to be under budget. So, when you feel like breaking our contract and needing to run that infomercial to fill time, you let me know. Until then, no, we're not taking any additional cost-cutting measures. Maybe do your job and find some new ways to make money instead of nickel and diming the talent.
So, how's George?
His daughter got a cheer scholarship.
No way! Where's she going?
Somewhere in Massachusetts. Essex County, I think.
So, the opposite end of the country. Yeah, that checks out.
I'm gonna head towards bed if no one minds.
Bored with cheerleading scholarships?
I already forgot what we were talking about.
Man, that guy gives me the creeps.
Connor.
Well, he does. I don't know how somebody sees the same things you folks see and still denies that there's anything out there he can't explain.
He's a member of the team.
Who said he wasn't? I'm just saying he gives me the screaming heebie-jeebies.
I mean, he's not my favorite person either, but if he doesn't want to believe something, I don't much care. It's when he starts telling me not to believe something that I start getting antsy. I saw the sea serpent in Lake Champlain, and I don't appreciate being told I didn't see what I saw.
All right. Just cut him some slack, please. His skepticism makes us better, more credible. Our audience is smarter than a lot of copycats out there seem to think, and he's keeping us from making claims we can't support. It's not meant as an attack on what you believe.
I, for one, think he's a swell guy.
Really?
You said our ratings went up 12%? He's my best bud in the whole world.
I don't have a lot of answers when it comes to Sasquatch. I'm a medium, and I'm more in tune with spirits. But I suspect that to remain hidden, they very well might have some level of psychic energy they use to stay out of sight.
Ooh, interesting. Sly, what do you think?
That seems like a pretty unprovable hypothesis.
So you don't believe Sasquatch exists?
I believe it's a lovely day for a walk in the woods.
If you don't mind the mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's weird. They haven't been biting me today.
Don't think about it too much. You'll jinx it. So, seriously, you don't think we'll find a Sasquatch out here?
I would have to say no. I don't see how such a creature could exist.
But there have been so many sightings.
Which is the problem? A huge macrofauna with a population large enough to be found across the whole United States and Canada, which, I'm going to remind you, is the second largest country in the world. And yet we've never found a corpse. They're big, shaggy monsters, but we never once found a piece of hair stuck in a thorn bush which had DNA sequence we couldn't trace to something else. None of them have ever accidentally fallen out of a tree, gotten into a fight with a bear, or done anything at all which would let us find a blood sample. Somehow, these 8-foot-tall beasts are able to leave absolutely no evidence that they ever existed.
Okay, but what do you call this?
You tell me that's a footprint, and I have no reason to doubt you. You're the expert there. But we don't know when they were made, if they're intact, or if they were tampered with, or anything like that. These things are supposed to have hairy feet. Any hairs in the footprint? Maybe a cut on the bottom with some blood or skin cells?
I have a lot of leftover plaster here, and you are about to be wearing more than your fair share.
And on that note, Connor, stop filming, please.
You sure?
Yes. We don't get ratings with infighting.
If you say so. I should probably work on some nature shots for filler. And we're going to want some more shots of the plaster.
You literally want to take pictures of plaster drying?
I'd rather have them and not need them than need them and not have them.
I will never understand cinematography.
We are in agreement.
Now how is it you two can agree on things?
Mostly I don't care when he doesn't believe me. I know I'm right.
Hey there, how goes the Bigfoot hunt?
Missy thinks we found some prints.
I don't think we found prints. We found prints.
Oh, that's awesome. Are y'all sticking around there till they dry? I should start heading over to that museum in a few minutes.
I'll stick here with Missy in the second camera. I'll send you back Sly, Sherry, and Connor.
Yes, please. Air conditioning is my friend.
Yeah. Get out of here and take the wet blanket with you, will you? Angie, if you want to go back with them and pick up some coffee, I don't mind setting up camp out here tonight. The moon's about 3/4 full, so it won't be too bright for the night vision camera.
I like it. French vanilla, right?
You got it.
If you're walking through the forests of the Pacific Northwest, you may not be as alone as you think. Known by a variety of names in a vast array of cultures, the name that's stuck with these gentle giants is Bigfoot. And it's easy to see why. Here at the Washington Weird Museum, we have one of the largest collections of plaster casts of actual Bigfoot prints. Join us today as we take you through the habits, life cycles, and history about this amazing and mysterious creature. Please move to the next video station to learn more about Bigfoot and other cryptids and enjoy your stay here at the Washington Weird Museum.
We have a total of 14 of these education stations about Sasquatch, more than any other museum in the country.
It's impressive, Janice, though I don't think it makes great television. But I am interested in the footprint castings.
I thought you might be. We have a bunch on display in the next room. But let me take you back to the stacks.
Stacks?
Absolutely. And let me just say, I am a huge fan of the show, and I am so looking forward to showing this to you, Sly. There is so much evidence here, even you won't be able to deny it.
I'm very sorry, but last year we had an incident with the evidence room in a psychic museum. Someone put a box of crystal balls on a high shelf, and they fell on Sly.
I almost died.
Right. So he has some trouble being around those sorts of shelves. How about the two of us just go look at the display?
I'd love to see the private collection. Come on, Connor.
All right. It's right through here.
Am I allowed back there?
As long as you're with me.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I just always get these weird feelings when I think about those shelves.
It's all right. It was a traumatic experience.
I know. I can't remember so much. The ambulance ride, any of the doctors, the stay in the hospital, it's all just a big void.
Well, memory loss isn't that weird for a head injury, is it?
No, I guess not.
Come on, let's go look at the footprints. You can tell me why they're fake.
Oh, you don't need me. Look at all these. They're all over the place. The toes are all in different places. The size of the arch relative to the hole prints are completely different in almost every one of these. If I showed you 20 different raccoon prints, you'd see more similarities than differences. There's no way any one species made all of these.
So they're all fake?
Technically, I can't say that for sure, but there's definitely more fakes than real ones. Also, thank you.
I knew you just needed something to pick apart. I'm here for you, Sly. I promise.
I know I can be a little pedantic sometimes.
No, you can be a lot pedantic most of the time. But I don't mind. Tell you a secret?
Sure.
I don't believe in Bigfoot either.
Really?
Yeah, it's just kind of silly.
Can I tell you a secret?
Please.
I still don't believe in ghosts, but I do believe in the afterlife. And I'm a little fuzzy on where the line is there.
Well, well. There's hope for you yet.
Another whiskey?
Nope. I started with shots, but I'm being responsible for the rest of your night. I would like your darkest beer, my good man. I shall nurse it for a good long while if you don't mind.
Works for me. The dark beer takes a bit to pour, so give me a minute.
Thank you. And one for the lady, too, please.
Wow. I guess I should walk up next to you in a bar more often.
Be right back.
Do you like beer? I'm not sure with you.
Beer's good.
You know, if Bob were here, I'd get him a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
And Missy, she gets a gin and lemon juice. You know what they call that?
No.
It's called a silver bullet.
How much have you had?
Oh, I'm completely plastered. I'm just a high-functioning drunk.
Maybe I should go.
Spirits! That's what you should get, spirits. And Sly, too. Spirits for both of you.
Connor, what are you...
I know. I know what they are. I think you're just you. But I know what they are.
Huh?
You know how Bob is always asking people... Can I come in? Or, is it okay if I go in here? It's weird, right? It's just a little weird. Not something you'd really pay attention to, but he always does it. And then you notice he's never outside when it's daytime. He says he's allergic to bees, but he's not.
Really?
Nope. He's a vampire.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I thought I was crazy too. Believe me. But then one day, we all got pizza, and I ordered the garlic knots. Same day, he got really sick.
Wow.
You're pretending not to believe me. I know you know. Just like I know that Missy's a werewolf, and you know that too.
Oh, a vampire and a werewolf.
She always knows what phase of the moon it is, like all the time. And if he wasn't a vampire, I wouldn't think anything of it. But do you remember when we went to that really fancy house in Boring to do one of your seances? They gave us supper with real silverware. Like, silver silverware. I saw the guy watching us to make sure we didn't steal it. Anyway, the next day, Missy had that horrible rash on both hands.
You're an imaginative man, Connor.
You know. I know you know. It's okay.
Sir?
These take a little while to pour, just a bit longer. Sorry.
I told you it's okay. I'm not going to tell your boyfriend.
What?
Sly. I'm not going to tell him he's a ghost. You don't tell him, so I won't either.
That's not funny.
It's a little funny. A guy who doesn't believe in ghosts, but he is one? That's a little funny.
If you say a single word to him...
I just said I won't. But thank you for not pretending anymore. You care about him, don't you?
I care about all of them. When you see ghosts, they can be... They all want something. They all want to be able to cross over, and it breaks my heart every time I can't help them do that.
But he's special.
I watched him die, Connor. I saw his spirit leave his body, and then it just stayed around. I don't know if he stayed for me, or just because he hadn't yet turned the rest of us into skeptics... or what his unfinished business is. I only know that if he finds out, it'll break him. And I've seen the ghosts that break, Connor. That's when the scary things start.
Like I say, he's special. I figure you knew what you were doing, so I wasn't going to say anything. But he's going to figure it out. The way he's suddenly somewhere he wasn't a minute ago. The way his memory gets all weird sometimes. He'll figure it out.
Then I'll be there with him when he does. I'll help him cross over.
The thing I don't know is why I can film him. I don't see any of the other ghosts you talk to on the cameras.
I have some theories, but honestly, I don't know. That's the thing about the supernatural. It doesn't always make sense. And it's not really even supposed to.
All right, here you go. Thick as tar and twice as tasty.
Thank you.
Let me know if you need something else.
So, if I'm spirits, and Missy's a silver bullet, what drink does Angie get?
I haven't figured her out yet.
You want a hint?
Sure.
Absinthe.
Absinthe?
They call it the Green Fairy.
You mean she's...
Yep. And you signed a contract to work with her. So let me be very clear, Connor. When you say you aren't going to say anything about Sly, when you say you're going to keep your mouth shut about who and what we are, you darn well better. Cheers.
You have been listening to The Para-Abnormals, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Angie was Jill Wenzel. Bob was Rick Tennant. Connor was Ray Greenlee. Missy was Liz Music. Sly was Aaron Manka-White. Sherry was Rebecca Scheimer. The automated voice was Adam Gastengee. Janice was Andy Gastengee. And the bartender was Andrew Dell. Some music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.